Hello and welcome to Wildcards, the show where you get to choose what we spend our time talking about. No Amelia this week, so you've got me, Harriet Price. She's having a lovely time on her second of three honeymoons, I think. She's not bad, is it? But I've got a nice panel to go through the topics with me. I've got Ryan Patton, Mike Bencole, Lizzie Doyle with me in the studio back again, and Mike Kearney as well. So first up, we're going to talk about LFC present, and your options were Divock Origi with 38%. Surprised not more people wanted to talk about him. Salah golden boot, no one wanted to talk about that, 14%. So we've got Minamino with 40% of the vote, he won. So Lizzie, I'll come to you first. The game against Southampton, it felt like a bit of a revival for him, and the fact that he can come back after so long on the sidelines and pop up with a performance in a goal like that, it's just testament to the kind of player he is, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the player he is and the character he is, if I'm being completely honest, I was a bit shocked to see him on the team sheet. I mean, I knew Klopp had to change sides. I thought there might have been like one or two little names sprinkled in there, but he did fully changed, didn't he? Pretty much, what was it, 9 changes, Barkanate and Alisson. But even, I would have expected Origi ahead of him, just because I don't know whether the type of game, and I think I've always thought like Origi is a bit of a better player personally, and would have suited the game more, but he comes in, and I thought like his work rate and everything, and his goal was excellent. Like, it was such a good finish. And like, this lad has worked his socks off whenever he's come on the pitch for Liverpool this season, and I think I read that it was like his first Premier League start for, was it since that Crystal Palace game? I think where he scored.
He's not starting months,
I think it
he?
Was something like that, and to come in so fresh and to play like that, and I think he's a great lad. And I mean, listen, who knows what's going to happen in the summer? Who knows what's going to happen next season? But I think that lad can hold his head high and say that he's played a part in this football team, not only just in the cups now. He's now played a part in the Premier League and I'm made up for him. It seems that the whole team love him. And it's just as well, because I think the fans quite like him as well.